is it?
Tight.
Okay. And let me see. You might sometimes hear if you were if you didn't like the dark, you know, you might say, I don't want to go upstairs because I'm
scared of the dark.
Okay. And then somebody who's always scared of the dark, you call him a
scaredy cat.
Okay. And what about a place like a real dark road alongside a graveyard or something like that?
A dark road.
Okay. Would you call that what? Like a scary place? Or, let me see. And you might talk, if you were talking about, let's say, a friend of yours who grew up with you, you might say, well, she isn't scared now, but when she was younger, she...
She was.
Okay. And somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table, and the door unlocked and goes out, you say it's very...
stupid.
Okay. Okay. Somebody who can't take a joke, who gets... who just can't seem to take a joke without losing his temper, you say he's real...
hot-headed.
Okay. And you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd... What? I didn't know he'd get...
So mad.
Okay. And if somebody's about to lose his temper, you might tell him, just...
calm down.
Okay. And if you've been working real hard, at the end of the day, you might say you're very...
tired.
And if you wanted to use wear out, you might say you're all...
worn out.
Okay. And let's say somebody's been quite well, and you hear that suddenly they have some disease. And you might say that last night she suddenly, what?
Got sick.
Okay. And if a person sat in a draft, let's say, and began to cough, say last night he, what?
Caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, then it becomes?
Laryngitis.
Okay. Another way of saying that, if he has laryngitis, then he's what?
Hoarse.
Yeah. If he's got medicine, if you're talking about somebody who's sick and he's got medicine by his bedside, you might say, why haven't you
taken?
Okay. And he might say, well, yesterday I
took.
Okay. And tomorrow I'll
take.
Okay. And if you can't hear anything, you say you're
deaf.
Okay. And if somebody begins to sweat when he starts to work, at the end he might say, all day long I... what?
Perspired.
Okay. Would you say perspired normally, or what would you normally say?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Let me see.
Probably I've been dripping with sweat all day.
Okay. Let me see. If you've got an infection in your hand, so that your hand gets big, one hand gets bigger than the other, you say your hand did what?
Swole.
Okay. And you might say it's not infected, so it probably won't very much. It probably won't
hurt.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a
wound.
Okay. And if you get a little cut on your finger, the red stuff you put on it?
Mercurochrome.
Okay. And then?
Methylate.
Okay. What about that stuff that stings real bad?
Methylate.
Okay. And you probably don't know this, but there used to be, maybe you don't know it, I don't know, there used to be a tonic that they gave for malaria. No. If a man was